I'm reminded a little bit of younger people and older relatives.
Very good example. There was a project, and I think it was sponsored by the National Endowment for Humanities. They put listening stations in public areas, train stations and places like that, and invited generations within a family to come in and have a conversation. The only condition was that the young people ask questions of their elder. A book was published about it, and it was quite fascinating because young people came to realize that the truths and the challenges of life may be a little bit different today than they were 50 or 60 years ago. But essentially, man is the same character. We struggle. We want to do well. We meet challenge. We meet adversity. And how do we overcome it?
Now, certainly younger people have tended in the past to treat advice from older people as if they had no interest in it. Why is that?
Many older or middle-aged people have a tendency to say, you should do this, and you should do that, and you need to do this to get ahead. That minimizes the uniqueness of each young employee's experience or their perspective on life. So those of us who might be in a position to share wisdom and encouragement for the journey of millennials need to think about the way we communicate. And the younger folks need to be open to interpreting and translating some of older people's experiences. We may not speak in the same language they do. Our examples may seem very historic to them, but this is their opportunity to find the meaning in what we have to offer and share with them. We're moving into an era where there will be more mutual sharing for everyone's benefit, and the older generations can also learn from the millennials, and that's what will make the experience rich for both.
Now, in your article, you also talked about another risk, and that's focusing on the technology of social media and not the outcome.
Spending time on Facebook is the 21st century version of connecting at the soda shop that was a drugstore 100 years ago. It's just done a different way. It's important to be open to the benefits that social networking does offer. The risk comes when the satisfaction that someone receives is, I tweeted with people today. Okay, where did your tweet lead you? Did your tweet lead you to learning about a neighbor that's ill and needs help getting to the doctor's office? Did your tweet...